From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting President Obama to visit the site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb later this month. The White House announced Tuesday Mr. Obama will be in Japan for a Group of Seven meeting and visit Hiroshima May 27, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to do so. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president intends to visit to send a much more forward-looking signal about his ambition for realizing the goal of a planet without nuclear weapons. This also is an opportunity for the visit to highlight the remarkable transformation in the relationship between Japan and the United States.
But a presidential advisor ruled out the possibility Mr. Obama would apologize for the bombing of Hiroshima and the city of Nagasaki aimed at ending World War II. While Earnest said the president does believe the U.S. bears a special responsibility for being the only nation to use a nuclear weapon, he said he believes President Harry Truman at the time made the decision for the right reason, to bring a terrible war to an end, saving countless lives. Two former Rwandan mayors are on trial in Paris, accused of orchestrating massive and systematic summary executions during the 1994 genocide. Octavian Ngezi and Tito Barahira are alleged to have played a direct role in the massacre of hundreds of minority Tutsis who had taken refuge in a church in the eastern town of Kabarondo in April 1994. Some 2,000 were massacred. A lawyer for the plaintiffs, Richard Gisara, said the trial is important, not just in terms of seeking justice, but also dealing with the historical fact of genocide. The two mayors who deny any wrongdoing face life imprisonment if convicted. This is the second trial for crimes against humanity in Paris. This is VOA News. A group of nations promoting a resolution to Syria's five-year conflict will meet in Vienna next week to discuss the violence and efforts to end it. The U.S. and Russia are spearheading that effort by the 17-nation International Syria Support Group. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau acknowledged the cessation of hostilities is not being uniformly observed.
The cessation is not uniformly, not 100%, has reduced violence, as we've seen. Our view on a cessation of hostilities, it is a fundamentally good thing. Of course, it alleviates, though it doesn't remove, some of the suffering of the Syrian people. You know, any reduction in violence is good.
A recent uptick in violence in and around the city of Aleppo has threatened to scuttle that cessation of hostilities. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump coasted to victory in two more state primary elections Tuesday, West Virginia and Nebraska. On the Democratic side, Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders defeated former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in West Virginia, although she still maintains a strong delegate lead for the nomination. Sanders addressed a cheering crowd in Salem, Oregon.
Last week, we won a really great victory in Indiana. And tonight, it appears that we've won a big, big victory in West Virginia.
Meanwhile, a new national poll suggests the race for the White House in November between Trump and Clinton will be competitive. Turkish officials say a car bomb killed three and wounded more than 40 in the mainly Kurdish city Diyarbakir. The explosion struck a police vehicle transporting seven suspected militants of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party for medical treatment. Meanwhile, Turkey is being criticized for alleged right violations committed by security forces. UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Raad Al Hussein has urged Ankara to allow investigators to look into allegations. Unarmed civilians were shot in Kurdish areas of southeast Turkey. His spokesman is Rupert Colville.
While Turkey has a duty to protect its population from acts of violence, it is essential that the authorities respect human rights at all times while undertaking security or counterterrorism operations, and international law prohibiting torture, extrajudicial killings, disproportionate use of lethal force, and arbitrary detention must be observed.
Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch claims Turkish border guards may have used excessive force in the deaths of several Syrians crossing the border. U.S. and Somali special forces conducted a joint raid Tuesday on a base of militant group al-Shabaab, reportedly killing or capturing an unknown number of militants. Bangladesh executed a top Islamist leader for crimes committed during the War of Independence from Pakistan. Mutia Rahman Nizami, the 73-year-old leader of the Jamaat Islami Party, convicted 2 years ago on 8 counts. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.